Siblings. I'm your host, Dara Sully, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi, guys. I'm Armando, and welcome to Wrestling with Siblings.
All right, let's get started with the go-home Raw before WrestleMania.
Very, very excited for WrestleMania. As you guys know, it's going to be two nights, Saturday and Sunday, so excited to see what is in store for all of us.
100%. All right, let's get started with The Undertaker, who pretty much comes out and cuts a fire promo. You gotta give him that. The man still got it. He basically comes out and he says, "Well, you know what, AJ Styles, you thought you could get under my skin. I have been called a lot worse by a lot better." And he comes out and he tells AJ Styles, "Well, you know what, you waited for people like Booker T, people like Shawn Michaels, for some of the greatest people to ever step foot in this business, for you to actually call me out. Once they left, now you're calling me out." And he claims he's going to make AJ Styles pay for what he said about Michelle McCool.
I think so. I think AJ Styles has done something that none of the other superstars have done, and that's pretty much get under Undertaker's skin, if you want to call it that way. He has done what nobody else has done, and that's make it personal. And I think that was very, very smart on AJ Styles. But again, keep in mind, The Undertaker is and will always be the master of the mind games.
Yep, it doesn't matter who you are, The Undertaker has already mastered that 10 times better than anybody else has, and the fact that he messed with The Undertaker's family is really going to put AJ Styles in a situation that he didn't want to be in the first place.
Now, the question is, are we going to get The Undertaker, or are we going to get the American Badass The Undertaker? So we'll see which one of those Undertakers we end up getting at WrestleMania.
I think there's a really good chance of us seeing the American Badass Undertaker. I think there's a really good chance of that, but I also feel like it's going to be a mixture of both all at once. But we'll find out either Saturday or Sunday at WrestleMania. All right, moving on to the man, Becky Lynch. She comes out and she's like, "I fought two champs at once." And so that being said, she's confident going into her match with Shayna Baszler, and they pretty much show a recap of, or they show the entire match of WrestleMania 35 and her going against Ronda and Charlotte.
I think Becky Lynch is going to walk into WrestleMania more confident than ever. Why? Because like you said, she has beaten two champs like Ronda and Charlotte Flair at the same time. And she has pretty much gone through the entire roster in SmackDown and in Raw.
Yeah, I definitely understand why Becky Lynch is going in as confident as she is. Is she at an advantage? Of course she is. She's a champion. She can only lose via submission or pinfall. That alone puts her in an advantage, and the fact that she's going into this confident, again, gives her an advantage. But she cannot get too cocky, because someone like Shayna Baszler is extremely dangerous. She knows exactly how to play the mind games, and she is also a submission specialist. And I think that's something Becky Lynch is not prepared for. She knows what's in store, she's just not physically prepared for it.
Yeah, she's not underestimating Shayna Baszler whatsoever, but she knows, like you said, what she's getting herself into, and she knows it's going to be one hell of a fight. And I think this might be probably the toughest opponent Becky Lynch has ever faced in her entire career, and it's going to take her to the limit. And if she's able to beat Shayna Baszler, it's going to solidify her career even more.
I 100% agree with you. I feel like she's ready, but a part of her isn't as well. She takes a shot at Shayna Baszler and pretty much tells her, "You know what, if you beat me at WrestleMania, you would do something that Ronda Rousey couldn't." So she's putting pressure on Shayna Baszler, but not only that, she's also taking a shot at Ronda Rousey. So I don't know, could she potentially be calling out? Maybe. I know we never got to really see that Ronda-Becky match that everybody wanted to see, that singles match, and she basically called her out.
And I feel that this is a different Becky Lynch as well. Why? Because Shayna Baszler, again, has done something that no other competitor has done, and that's get in the mind of Becky Lynch, and that is very crucial. We've seen it week after week. When Shayna Baszler bit her in the back of the neck, Becky Lynch did not expect that, and that started getting in her head. She started calling her more out, and then Shayna Baszler in the Elimination Chamber match, going through the entire competition, that made a statement to Becky Lynch. And tonight on Monday Night Raw, she pretty much attacked her, and I mean, it was a pretty brutal attack And like I said, she's been getting on her mind.
One thing I can say is Becky Lynch has to expect the unexpected, because you don't know what Shayna Baszler has up her sleeve. You really don't know what game she's going to go into, what mentality she's going to go into, and I think that's what makes Shayna Baszler a lot more dangerous than her being a submission specialist. So I guess we'll find out who is victorious. Who do you got? We forgot to do this for The Undertaker and AJ, so let's go with that one first, and
for
then we'll go into the woman.
The Undertaker, AJ, I'm going to go with The Undertaker just because the experience of being in big matches and just all around what WrestleMania means to The Undertaker.
I agree. I think The Undertaker is definitely taking this home. I can also see AJ Styles, though. But I know The Undertaker is the one that's going to end up winning this match. All right, who do you have? Becky Lynch or Shayna Baszler? Who is walking out the Raw Women's Champion?
After all the points we made going into this match, I'm going to have to go with Shayna Baszler. I think Shayna Baszler is more hungry than Becky Lynch. So I'm just going to have to stick with Shayna.
I stick with Shayna as well, and I also think it's her time. I think now is Shayna's time for her to shine, taking down somebody like Becky Lynch, who's pretty much been undefeated for 365 days. The fact that if she takes her down, it automatically puts her at the top of the division, and I think she definitely deserves that championship.
But it would have surprised me if Becky Lynch comes out victorious as well. But like I said, my favorite to win the match in general, in paper, it is Shayna Baszler.
Alright, let's move on to Aleister Black versus Jason Kidd. Pretty much squash match. Aleister Black has been going opponent through opponent through opponent through opponent. I want to wait and see what's next for him, what's next to come. Striking ability, he is one of the best competitors that has ever stepped foot inside of the ring. And I'm looking forward to see what he's got against Bobby Lashley.
Definitely, Aleister Black has annihilated his competition for these past couple of weeks. He has pretty much gone through his opponents like that. Quick finish and quick, which is smart because now he's making a statement to the entire locker room, and not only that, but Bobby Lashley. So Bobby Lashley better not underestimate Aleister Black.
Who do you have in this one, Bobby Lashley or Aleister Black?
I'm going to have to go with Aleister Black just because Aleister Black, for these past couple of months and weeks, he has been getting a huge momentum leading into this match as well.
I 100% agree with you. I think Aleister Black is the one that's taking this win. Nothing against Bobby Lashley. I think Bobby Lashley has, if anything, out of anybody he's faced other than Murphy, the biggest chance in being Aleister. I just think Aleister's going to somehow prevail and end up victorious.
Another thing with Bobby Lashley that might not play in his favor is having Lana. Why? Because he gets too distracted with Lana. Whatever Lana does outside the ring, Bobby Lashley tends to look and pay attention to her, so that may be a huge factor in the match as well. But like I said, I'll go with Aleister.
100% agree with you on that one. Alright, let's move on to Kevin Owens and the Street Profits versus what was supposed to be Angel Garza, Andrade, and Seth Rollins. But unfortunately, we did find out that Andrade suffered a rib injury and won't be able to compete. So therefore, Zelina Vega recruits none other than Austin Theory.
Very, very smart acquisition by Zelina Vega. Thing about Zelina Vega is that she's a smart business manager. She's always looking what's going to fit best for her and for her client as far as picking her person to manage.
And let me tell you, she has put together the best team you could potentially think of. She has somebody like Angel Garza. She has Andrade. And now she has added Austin Theory to her mix. I will not be surprised if after WrestleMania, Zelina Vega created all champions. I would not be surprised if Andrade is the United States champion and then we have Garza and Theory become tag team champions. I would not be surprised.
And not only that, but she has picked the best superstars to be on her side, and she's picked them also with the same wrestling style as well.
100%. She is one smart business women. Zelina, keep doing what you're doing because it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit Andrade in the long run, and she knows exactly what she's doing.
We can say right now that Zelina Vega is probably the best business manager we've seen in the WWE.
Oh, 100%. She knows exactly what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing, and she knows how to get inside the mind of every single one of their opponents, and that's what makes her so good at what she does.
And nobody expected her to recruit Austin Theory.
So right off the bat, the Street Profits and Kevin Owens weren't expecting Austin Theory. They were not prepared for somebody like Austin Theory.
One of the advantages that the Street Profits walked into this match was that they knew each other very well, obviously, because they are the tag team champions, and on the other side, because Austin Theory and Garza and Seth Rollins, it's a new team.
Yeah, it definitely is a new team, but I feel the fact that Zelina Vega is there, she unifies them together, she knows how to keep them together. Once Seth Rollins came into this match, I kind of told Armando, I was like, Seth isn't used to having somebody there like Garza is with Zelina Vega, and I was like, maybe that'll play maybe a bit of a distraction, but surprisingly, it wasn't a distraction. I feel like it kept them all together. I feel like it kept them in the mentality of, like, you know what, we're a team, and if we want to take out the other team, we have to work together, and that's something Zelina Vega does great. She keeps her team close.
I think one mistake that Seth Rollins made was focusing too much on Kevin Owens, if we could both agree on that. I think that was a factor in the match of them losing, because he kind of like, okay, I'm just going to focus on Kevin Owens.
Yeah, 100%. One thing that you have to give credit to Garza, Theory, and Seth is they isolated the Street Profits as much as they could. They pick one, they target that, they pick them apart, and then they don't let them tag. But unfortunately for them, it just didn't go the way they wanted it to.
And also, they wanted to keep Kevin Owens isolated as well, not to get in, because the moment they knew that he got into the match, it was going to be the game changer, right? Because he is motivated, and all he wanted to do was get his hands on Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think going into this match, Kevin Owens' mentality was like, you know what, I need to prove myself. I need to get my hands on Seth Rollins, whereas Seth Rollins wasn't concerned. Seth Rollins went in, and he was just like, you know what, I have two other people. They're going to help me. They're going to do the job. I'm just going to go in and help them accomplish what the goal was, and that was to get the victory over Kevin Owens and the Street Profits.
Not only that, but the Street Profits proving why they are the Raw Tag Team Champions. I mean, they are, right now, we can say they're the best tag team in the Raw division.
100%. All right, who do you have? Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Who's walking out with the victory?
This is going to be a tough one. I'm going to go with Kevin Owens on this one. Just because, like I said, this feud has been going on for months, and Kevin Owens just wants to get his WrestleMania moment, and not only that, prove a statement to Seth Rollins.
All right. I think Kevin Owens is, of course, walking out victorious. I think he needs this win. I think after this entire feud, Kevin Owens has been portrayed as the underdog, and I think it's only right for him to finally get the justice that he deserves. So I want to see Kevin Owens.
If the AOP and the Street Profits are ringside, I really, really see Kevin Owens. Really tough for Kevin Owens to get the win, but if Kevin Owens is able to outsmart him and not have the Disciples and the AOP out in,
not get inside his head, then I feel like that's what's really going to help Kevin Owens. If he can keep his focus and not let whatever is around him get inside his head, he for sure will get the win. All right. What about Street Profits, Austin Theory, and Garza? Who do you have?
I'm going to have to go with Austin Theory and Garza.
See, it's funny how we just agree on all of these. I 100% agree with him. I think for sure Garza and Theory are going to walk out champions. Even if it was Andrade in that position, I still feel like they would have won. And having Zelina Vega there is, I think, their biggest advantage. I think the Street Profits are going in prepared for Zelina Vega, but at the end of the day, nobody is ready for Zelina Vega. You never know what she has up her sleeve, and hey, the Street Profits are going to find out on Sunday or Saturday.
Not only that, but it's also a new team. And what's the advantage of having new teams is that all the surprise factor throughout the match, you don't know what to expect of them, if they're going to get along or not. And if they start getting along pretty quick and throughout the match, then I can see the difference. But definitely Garza and Austin Theory.
All right, let's move on to Edge. Pretty much he cuts a promo. I'll keep it very, very short for you guys. He thinks that Randy Orton is jealous of him. To narrow it down,
I can see why, and then he pretty much goes through and says why, because in Edge's eyes, Randy Orton was handed everything in his career, and Edge had to work for it.
Yeah. I mean, I see both points. You can definitely see the passion from Edge, because he says, you're also jealous of my worth ethic. You're jealous of the fact that I had to work for everything, and you're jealous of my passion. I mean, I completely understand Edge, but I feel like what really took Edge overboard was the moment Randy laid his hands on Beth Phoenix. I really think that set him overboard. That took him to the next level. I think he was willing to forgive Randy for what he did to him, but the moment he touched Beth, I think that's what really crossed the line.
Yeah, because Randy Orton made it personal at that point, and like you said, that's what triggered Edge. Because Edge knows how Randy is and his personality and how he is, and how he could just attack anybody. But like you said, the moment he attacked Beth Phoenix, that's what made it personal for Edge.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can definitely see Randy getting inside of the head of Edge before the match, but I feel like Edge is smarter than that. He knows who Randy Orton is. If there's anybody in that business that knows Randy Orton, it's definitely Edge, and I think that's his biggest advantage, because he knows Randy can be unpredictable. He knows exactly what Randy is capable of doing inside of the ring, and I think Edge is really prepared.
Yep, I have to agree with you on that. Also, going into this match, the longer this match goes, I see the advantage towards Randy Orton. Why? Because Edge hasn't really been in the ring in 9 years. He's been in the ring once, and that's pretty much at the Royal Rumble. So the deeper this match goes, the more is going to favor Randy Orton. But again, my favorite to win is going to be Edge.
Same. I completely agree with you on that one. I think Edge has to take the win. I don't necessarily think Randy needs it, but I also feel like they've done such a great job at portraying Randy as a villain that Edge can definitely walk out victorious.
And we're forgetting one thing. Edge has always been the ultimate opportunist, so he's going to wait for that perfect opportunity to capitalize on Randy and for Randy to make a mistake.
Yep. The question is, will Randy Orton make a mistake? I guess we'll have to find out Sunday or Saturday.
Yep. We'll see. I think he will, because he's going to want to make a statement to Edge, and that's where Edge is going to be like, oh, you know what? You messed up. I'm going to capitalize right here, and that's what's going to cost him. But we'll see what ends up happening.
Yep. All right, let's move on to Asuka versus Kayden Carter. Kayden Carter, very impressive ever since I saw her down in NXT, and I saw her, I believe she was also on there last week. Absolutely impressive. I like her wrestling style. I like what she's able to do inside of the ring. And you really have to give her credit, because she was able to stand up to somebody like Asuka.
Yeah. What a way to make a name for yourself than facing an opponent like Asuka.
And not only that, giving her a fight. You actually take Asuka to a limit that automatically puts you on the map. And Asuka, one of the most dangerous competitors we've ever seen. She's absolutely incredible. She has a different sense of style. She's very dangerous inside of the ring, and she definitely proved that.
I think the difference in this match was the aggression of Asuka. And the experience that played a huge factor in this match.
She definitely went in very, very confident, which is also going to help her in her match against Alexa Bliss and, yeah, against Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, and then the Kabuki Warriors for the tag team titles. Who do you have winning this match?
Oof, another one of the tough ones. Both of these tag teams know each other so well. They work well together. The confidence is there between both of them. I think it's time for Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross to become our new women tag team champions.
100%. You took the words right out of my mouth. I think it really is time for Alexa and Nikki. I think the moment they held the championships, and nothing against Asuka, but those championships are going to become relevant again. They will be able to go over and defend them in every single brand, and Asuka has done such a great job maintaining those belts, but I think it's time for Alexa and Nikki. I really feel like they haven't really gotten that opportunity to actually be the tag team champions.
Yeah, and ever since this tag team got started between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, it was kind of odd at first, but as like you said, the matches started going and they started clicking with each other, it has improved so much, and I think the time for them is now.
Yeah. 100%. All right, let's move on to the main event, which is Paul Heyman, he comes out and he's like, well, you know what? I believe in the magic of the WWE. We are in uncertain circumstances. But what he does say that for sure is half the time always certain is that Brock Lesnar is in the position he is going into this WrestleMania almost every single WrestleMania, which means there is always that Rumble winner that selects to some way, somehow, face Brock Lesnar for whether it's the WWE Championship or the Universal Championship, and he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, and not only that, but Brock Lesnar is money. Regardless of whether he's your favorite or not, you're always going to sit down and tune in to see what Brock Lesnar is going to do. And Paul Heyman pretty much made it clear, Brock Lesnar is the main attraction each and every single year, and it has been ever since he debuted.
Yeah, and I completely understand why. You said it. The guy is money. Regardless, you're going to tune in to see what he has to do. I'll give you a prime example. The Royal Rumble. Everybody was like, really? He's going to be number one. He's going to end up winning it. But I'll tell you something right now. Everything he did inside of the ring was extremely entertaining. And you absolutely enjoyed it. And that's exactly why he's in the position that he is every single year. Because regardless, you tune in and you enjoy what he does.
Yeah, we were there at the Royal Rumble. And everybody there at the Minute Maid Park was on their feet. So Brock Lesnar just in general knows how to steal the show, regardless of what it is. And like you said, he is going to be the seat filler. He is the main attraction that you're going to want to see. Look at last year. You wanted to see Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. And what happened? Seth Rollins was the one that ended up winning. But again, Brock Lesnar was there. And what happened at the go-home show? He was the main event.
Yeah, exactly. Every single year, or almost every single year, Brock Lesnar is in the position that he is, and once again, he is walking in as champion. Am I surprised? No. What are the chances of him walking out champion? A 50-50 chance, especially because his competitor is somebody like Drew McIntyre, and I think if there's matchup to Brock Lesnar physically, mentally, and potentially emotionally, it is definitely Drew McIntyre.
The other person that I've seen that could do all that matchup with Brock Lesnar with Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe had him, but I think Drew McIntyre could get the job done. No doubt about it. I mean, he is extremely motivated. He is hungry. He is going to seize his opportunity regardless.
He definitely is, and that's my prediction for this match. I think Drew McIntyre walks out champion, and I think he deserves it. And if there's anybody that should definitely dethrone in this situation, Brock Lesnar, it definitely is Drew McIntyre.
It's the perfect scenario for Drew McIntyre. Like I said, he's the full package, and he has, I think he's going to have Brock Lesnar's number at the end of the day.
One thing I can tell you is Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman are not going to get inside of the head of Drew McIntyre. I feel like if anybody's getting in the head of anyone, it is definitely Drew McIntyre, who has the Claymore kick that took out Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble, and I think that's forever going to haunt Brock Lesnar, especially going into this match.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar's not underestimating McIntyre, but he knows what he's getting himself into, and he knows Drew McIntyre is not going to be an easy opponent.
And he knows exactly how to prepare for somebody like Drew McIntyre. All right, that's all I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's all we have.
All right, remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Become a part of The Siblings Today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, Armando, what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much. See you guys next time.